By 11 o'clock, the whole school seemed to be out in the stands around the Quidditch pitch. Many students had binoculars. The seats might be raised high in the air, but it was still difficult to see what was going on sometimes. Ron and Hermione joined Neville, Seamus and Dean, the West Ham fan, up in the top row. As a surprise for Harry, they had painted a large banner on one of the sheets Scabbers had ruined. It said, "Potter for President," and Dean, who was good at drawing, had done a large Gryffindor lion underneath. Then Hermione had performed a tricky little charm so that the paint flashed different colours. Meanwhile, in the locker room, Harry and the rest of the team were changing into their scarlet Quidditch robes. Slytherin would be playing in green. Wood cleared his throat for silence. "Okay, men," he said. "And women," said Chaser Angelina Johnson. "And women," Wood agreed. "This is it."
"The big one," said Fred Weasley.
"The one we've all been waiting for," said George. "We know Oliver's speech by heart," Fred told Harry. "We were on the team last year."
"Shut up, you two," said Wood.
"This is the best team Gryffindor's had in years. We're going to win. I know it." He glared at them all as if to say, "or else." "Right, it's time. Good luck, all of you."